Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The so-called Schengen Doctrine that keeps the borders in Europe as open as a drive between Texas and Oklahoma may be suffering a mortal blow from the Paris attacks. Politicians long suspicious of the open borders policy, fearful of refugees in general, and particularly streams of immigrants from the Middle East, are now speaking openly of checkpoints and expulsions. Far-right French nationalist Marie Le Pen said Sunday that France has to clamp down on Islamist fundamentalism, shut down mosques, and expel dangerous foreigners and illegal migrants. Yasser Louati is a spokesperson for the Collective Against Islamophobia in France. Yasser, is this gaining momentum?
The whole political spectrum in France is following the narrative from Marine Le Pen, because she set the tone at 3 p.m. after the attacks. I mean, Marine Le Pen won the ideological battle. We may be fighting the political party called the Front National, but the ideas are shared by almost every single political party in France, especially when it comes to dealing with minorities. All mosques are under surveillance, and not one single imam in a mosque calls for jihad. And I will quote the famous anti-terror judge, Mr. Mark Trevidic. He said it in a famous interview, and he was also supported by every single study, that radicalization does not take place in mosques, and religion does not fuel radicalization. It's the hatred of society. People want to seek revenge for their personal grievances. So when Marine Le Pen targets mosques, this is complete nonsense. Now what the government needs to know is to have more efficient secret services. How come in this attack, all the suspects, all of them, just like in January attacks, they were already on a watch list? The government knew about their whereabouts. We keep repeating the same mistakes we did in the 90s. We clamped down on religious freedom. We clamped down on the freedom of expression of imams. We don't give them the means to properly provide religious education to our youth. And then we get surprised when these weakest links get, caught in the middle of, clandestine circles.
But if these individuals are being radicalized inside of France, and then you have an attack like this, I mean, you have to admit that Marie Le Pen has a political point.
Look at the profiles. They all went abroad and came back. If these individuals are on a watch list, how come we don't act upstream and keep them from doing that? Common sense raises questions. It was 8 of them, highly coordinated, heavily armed, and all ready to die. You mean to tell me nobody knew about their whereabouts? That all of a sudden they showed up and they said, let's blow ourselves up in a stadium and in the heart of Paris. This is complete nonsense. We need, again, to focus on the path to radicalization. And if you take the quote from the press release made available by these terrorists, what were they saying? We are punishing you for your foreign policy. What did one of the killers say at the Bataclan concert hall? This is retribution for what François Hollande is doing in Syria. What are we doing about that? Nothing.
Do you think that ISIS should determine Hollande's foreign policy?
No, they should not. But for right now, our war on terror is a complete disaster. We keep adding fields of combat throughout the world, and we keep receiving more attacks in return. We cannot solve this 14-year failure through, communication campaigns and clamp down on individual freedoms. It takes long-range strategies. And unfortunately, our politicians are more worried about their re-election than about our own security as citizens. They are doing exactly what failed under the Jacques Chirac administration.
Yasser, do you believe in 10 years that there will be no open borders in Europe, and that the notions of checkpoints and closed borders will be a general policy throughout the continent and not just in the offices of Marine Le Pen?
I don't think it will lead to that. I think the European Union is highly criticized for its policies, for its shady ways of making decisions and imposing their decisions upon us. But I don't think Europe will backtrack and all of a sudden shut down borders. Right now, we are in a state of emergency, which allows the government to shut down the borders. But on the long term, if France goes down that path, we will be the ultimate losers. Because France cannot compete on its own. It needs Europe just as much Europe needs France. And we should not, like, you know, take seriously these, I mean, like, do Americans take seriously the propositions made by Donald Trump? They make the buzz. We speak about them. It's funny, fine, it's outrageous, but that's it. You know, the decisions made available by Marine Le Pen are completely out of touch with reality. And unfortunately, the government is falling into two traps. The trap set up by the terrorists by showing them a divided country, a scared country, backtracking on its fundamental beliefs that human beings should be free and should not lose their individual rights. And at the same time, targeting the Muslim minority, making it, you know, hold responsibility. And even at a third one, following after, you know, irresponsible leaders. Marine Le Pen is inherited a political party. She never managed a single thing in her life. She never managed a business, let alone a country. How can she be in a position to impose a political agenda upon us?
Yasser, since you mentioned Donald Trump, do you believe that Islamophobia is growing not only in Europe, but in North America and the United States as well?
Yes, definitely. Muslims have been abroad for generations. We have, you know, I work with families here in Paris. They are the fourth generation of French Muslims. Four. And they are still perceived as the eternal other, the eternal foreigner. The same thing in the U.S. I went to school in the U.S. and unfortunately, I keep speaking with my friends. They are still portrayed as foreigners. So once you have this eternal other, it becomes legitimate for people to start saying, oh, well, he's not one of us, so therefore he deserves a special treatment. So yes, Islamophobia is increasing, but we are doing nothing about it.
Yasser Louati is a spokesperson for the Collective Against Islamophobia in France. Yasser, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.